USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump currently on his way to eastern Alabama to view devastated areas after last Sunday's tornadoes that killed 23. As he was leaving the White House, he was asked about his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, being sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison for financial fraud convictions. He says he's troubled by the sentence the judge handed down, but he says the judge
also made the statement that this had nothing to do with collusion with Russia. So, you know, keep it going. Let's go. Keep the hoax going.
Chelsea Manning in custody after refusing to testify before a federal grand jury that's investigating WikiLeaks. The former Army intelligence analyst released classified data to WikiLeaks in 2010, was convicted in 2013. Her sentence was commuted by President Obama. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for your introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A jolting February jobs report. As the government says, the U.S. economy added about 20,000 jobs last month when economists were expecting to see 180,000 jobs added. It means it was the worst month for job creation since September 2017. The jobless rate fell a tenth to 3.8%. The good news in the report?
Average hourly earnings rose 11 cents to $27.66. Year over year, that's up 3.4%, the highest since April 2009.
That's Kevin Cirilli on Bloomberg. Experts are saying that there's no need to panic about the job creation numbers, that it might be because of the high numbers of jobs created in January. Actor John Michael Vincent, who was one time a heartthrob and then spiraled into problems with drugs and health issues, has died at the age of 74. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Cory Booker is calling again for the legalization of marijuana. The New Jersey Democrat tweeting late last night that the federal government should, in his words, do the right thing by legalizing pot. Last week, Booker helped submit the Marijuana Justice Act and said the war on drugs has been a war on people that he says is based on race and income inequality. SpaceX celebrates a successful mission. The Crew Dragon capsule splashing down in the Atlantic this morning about 200 nautical miles off the coast of Florida. It had carried about 400 pounds of supplies and equipment when it was launched into space aboard a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral back on the 1st of March, later docking with the International Space Station. During the descent this morning, four parachutes were deployed to ensure a safe landing in the water. And a letter signed by dozens of prominent women is calling on world leaders to do more to ensure that women's rights are upheld. That letter published in The Guardian this morning to mark International Women's Day. It's signed by 76 women from the arts, business, law, and politics, including some celebrities, today being the 111th observance of International Women's Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.